Oh yes, just a little bit of Pink Floyd's Money there to introduce the Billericay Art Trail. Now, the Billericay Art Trail highlights the talents of local artists and promotes local businesses by encouraging people to visit the wide variety of shops, cafes, restaurants, pubs, churches and other community venues to view a wide variety of art throughout the trail. And here to tell us all about it was supposed to be Jo Adshead, but she's also brought the other half with her. It's Adam as well. Good afternoon, folks.
Good afternoon.
It's lovely to see you again. Jo, of course, is sort of one of the driving forces behind the art trail. And Adam, you've got involved in this as well, haven't you?
I have indeed, yes.
Yeah, along with lots of other hats that you wear in the Billericay area, which, you know, great. You do some great work for the community and... I think that's absolutely brilliant. I don't know where you find the time. You're on the town council, aren't you?
Yes.
You help run Billericay Cine and you play the saxophone as well, yeah. Anyway, let's talk about the art trail. I expect you've both been very, very busy in the last, well, probably the last year. Tell me what you've had to do.
Well, there's been an awful lot of work to, probably in the last month to 6 weeks, really, is where it's really fired up.
Yeah.
Prior to that, it was going out and getting advertising and getting all of the artists to come and join us. But what we've been doing over the past sort of 3, 4, 5 weeks is all of the planning of allocating artists to all the different venues, designing the brochures, making sure we've got everything set up.
Well, that's a lot of work, isn't it? I mean, how many people are involved in organising the art trail?
Well, we've got a committee, I think, of about five, and then there are a number of volunteers doing various bits and pieces during the course of the trail. So we'll have a number of the artists will be sitting in the various venues and helping people if they come in with questions. But most of it is the upfront organisation.
All right. And what are the aims of the art trail?
It's really to give... On the one hand, it's to give local artists an opportunity to have their work shown. I mean, there's a lot of artists that enjoy painting or making things, but they don't often, as a hobby or sometimes professionally, but they don't often get a chance to put things on display.
Sure.
So that's one of the key things, is to give people a chance to have their work viewed. But then in putting works of art in shops and offices and so on and so forth, that encourages footfall in the town, and there's a knock-on effect on businesses. They obviously gain a little from people coming in and occasionally buying things, or you know, keeping the name of that business in their mind.
Absolutely. All right. Well, you better give us some details of when does it start and how long does it run for and all that. Yeah.
It starts on the 8th of September.
Yeah.
And it runs all the way through to the 23rd of September, and we've got a really wide variety of things going on this year.
I can see. I've downloaded your brochure from your website.
Still
yes.
Reading it.
Yeah. Yes, amazing.
Yeah, no, it's. I mean, we've got the main art trail, so we've got over 50 artists taking part, and they range in age from 13 through to 79. Some are, you know, just happy enthusiasts, and others are professionals.
Yes, indeed. And this is where the Pink Floyd connection
it
comes
is indeed,
in. Would you
yes.
like to tell us all about that?
Well, we're really lucky to have a gentleman by the name of Aidan Hines being part of the trail this year. Aidan's a sculptor, and he operates out of Basildon as a local chap. And we've got a number of his pieces that are going to be on display in the art trail this year. Yeah. He's going to be in
the garden of the Cater Museum.
Cater Museum, thank you very much, Joe.
That actually didn't even know we had a museum in Billericay.
So the Cater Museum is going to be his sort of host venue, and we encourage people to obviously to go and visit the Cater Museum. He's going to have a piece in the St Mary's Church, but also a rather nice piece is going to be appearing in the library.
Oh, great.
And it's a 2 metre tall samurai that he has made. It's been made out of polystyrene,
right?
And then it's been coated in fiberglass, And he's used resin for some of the detail, and then it's painted in sort of a bronze colouring to make it look realistic.
Amazing.
And it's an amazing piece.
Yeah. Well, tell us about Aidan's connection with Pink Floyd then.
Aidan's connection with Pink Floyd. Well, Aidan has been involved in creating a lot of sculptures for a lot of different things, and one of which was the heads that are on the 1994 Pink Floyd album Division Bell.
Yes. Yeah.
So he's created those, and he's, I think these are over, I can't remember now, it's either 5 or 7 metres tall. They're huge.
Wow.
So they're, quite impressive pieces.
Yeah, amazing. But
he's also been involved in the 2006 BAFTA award ceremony, where he made a huge, great BAFTA mask,
right,
that was at the back of the stage. He's made the space pod in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy film.
Oh,
so,
really?
A real range
of
pieces.
Yeah.
So on the one extreme, we've got someone like Aidan, a professional sculptor.
Yeah.
And then we've got a young lad called Teddy, who's 13, who's going to be appearing. He draws with pencil, and he's going to be appearing in the trail as well. So
fantastic. Well, you do a lot, you have a lot going on for children as well. You did last year, and again this year. I mean, I've got a printout here of a lot of the events that are going on. There's probably far too many for us to mention on.
We could be here all day.
Well, indeed. But just give us a sort of general overview and mention a few of the things that will be going on.
Well, we wanted to do something for everybody.
Yeah.
The whole point about the art trail is that it's inclusive. So it's not just about the artist putting stuff on show, it's things that people can do. So for the youngsters, primary school kids, we've got the I Spy Art Trail,
right,
which we tried last year with a few schools in Billericay, and we've widened it to many more schools, and individuals can take part in it. And it's a series of questions that youngsters can go around with their families and visit a few of the shops, premises, and do a little I Spy.
Right.
And everyone who takes part in this will get a badge, so they'll be a proud owner of a badge.
Well, I'm a proud owner of the badge, as you gave me a present earlier on. I feel a bit of a fraud because it said I did the Billericay Art Trail, but I suppose I better make sure
you're gonna
I
have
do
to
it now.
Yeah, yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah. Anyway,
So that's for youngsters. We've got there's a photography competition which schools have been involved in, that's been organised by the Photo Fold, which is a camera club that operate out of the Fold Art Centre.
Yeah.
And there's a prize giving for that. We have got, on each of the Saturdays, we've got activity sessions for kids, and there will be painting. They'll be able to make all sorts of things, including an elephant out of a disused plastic milk bottle.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So we chop the top off it, and we make an elephant out of it, and they colour them in.
Very cute.
Yeah.
There's going to be pottery, clay, kids and clay, yeah, a whole range of things that all the kids can take part in.
Fantastic. I mean, something that's just jumped out at me from this list is virtual reality 3D painting experience. What's that all about?
This is going to be interesting. It'll be lovely to see how this one works. What we've got is we've hired a piece of virtual reality kit, and it allows you put on a virtual reality headset,
right?
And so you enter your own sort of world, and it allows you to paint in 3D. So whilst wearing this headset, you can sort of touch virtual buttons and create little paintbrushes, create different types of colours and so on and so forth, and design your own picture.
Yeah.
And it's a 3D picture. And while you're doing this, everyone else is going to be looking at the television screen to see what you're creating.
Okay, yeah.
So that's going to be really, really exciting.
Yeah.
We've been really very, very lucky this year with the involvement of community groups.
Yeah.
So in particular, we've had sponsorship from the Rotary Club of Billericay Mayflower, from the Billericay Roundtable, who are sponsoring the virtual reality session, and also the Billericay Lions. So this is really bringing the community together. It's lots of different community groups, lots of different people involved. So hopefully this will be really good fun.
You might like to say that we actually do, on the final Saturday, we have some creative activities for adults as well.
Ah, right.
So in the Chantry Way Centre in the High Street, we are having ladies from Essex Handicrafts doing lace making demos, and you can have a go at a lace pillow. We've got a guy demoing Tiffany stained glass. We've got origami lady doing origami for kids and adults. I've got an art teacher doing pen and ink and watercolour wash, so you can come and have a go at that. We're going to be doing sequin art, quilling. So lots of creative things that people can just sit and have a go. And there's going to be a cafe there, so people can just come in, on and off, you know, have a cup of tea, have a go at a craft that they might never have had a go, and it might just give them that little push to keep going.
Yeah.
In fact, one of our artists from last year was inspired to paint again, or to draw again, actually, after doing last year's trail, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, fantastic. And you've left off one of the most important events so far. You haven't mentioned it, the beer tasting.
Oh, and well, there's a very good jazz band accompanying that.
I know, well. Yes. Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, we have the... we have the Superior New Orleans Brass Band, yeah. Who are going to be appearing outside St. Mary's Church, weather permitting.
Sure.
On a day like this, maybe not, but yeah. We'll be inside the church if it does rain.
Yeah, that's on Saturday the 9th.
That's on Saturday the 9th, yeah, yeah. From 10:30.
Yeah.
They appeared last year, and that went down really well. It was lovely seeing people's faces as they were playing, and these people walked past, and these lovely smiles breaking out. Yeah. So we've got them... playing outside the church, and alongside that, the Billericay Brewing Company are going to be having a stall and doing a beer tasting as well. So that's a nice combination, jazz and beer.
Yes, and it'll get people involved as well.
And then,
right?
And then just across the road is where the virtual reality painting is taking part.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I'm lost for words. what we need to do is to let people know where they can download the full schedule of
yep.
all the events, don't we?
We can do. If you go to billericayarttrail.org /events, that will show you a list of everything that's there. And also on the website there is a brochure and details of all of the events that are going to be happening. We're waiting for the printers at the moment. They'll be delivering us 4,000 leaflets, 4,000 program leaflets.
Right.
And they will be available in the library, in St. Mary's, and in many of the venues. So you'll be able to pick those up. In the middle of that is a map which shows you all of the sites that we've got hosting art, and you'll be able to walk the trail.
Fantastic. Well, you can actually download and print that brochure
you
out yourself, can't
yes,
you, if you,
you
want
can.
To? Yeah. Well, we'll put a link to that up on our website and direct some people through. Absolutely brilliant event. I hope it's a great success this year. Joe?
Just one last thing. If people like our Facebook page...
Yeah.
That will actually give them all the events coming up, all the little teasers about the artists. There's a lot of information on there, and
sure.
that is...
If you're on Facebook, it's facebook.com/ Billericay Art Trail.
Okay, we'll put another link to that on our website as well. Joe and Adam, thank you so much for coming and telling us all about it. Hope it's a great success and good luck with it all.
Thank you very much indeed,
thank
and
you.
We'll look forward to seeing you there.
I'll be along.